very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And as you can tell, tonight's show is not coming from the studio, but from Liverpool, the fair city where we're here as part of Radio 2's week of programmes. My guests tonight are Ralph McTell and the wonderful Janice Ian, and a special one. I have a brief word with you about Dave Swarbrick. Many of you know him, one of the great fiddle players of the world, used to be with Fairport Convention amongst many other bands. And some of you will know he's been very, very ill with emphysema for some years now. Well, we just heard that he's had a double lung transplant and he's really fit and well. The doctors reckon he's going to make 100% recovery, and apparently he's sitting up in bed eating tuna fish sandwiches. A great stuff. So our best wishes go to Dave, if you're listening, and Jill, your partner, of course. Hope to see you up and running and playing in the near future. Great news. My next guest has been writing and performing songs for more than 3 decades, but she's always managed to keep her music fresh and inspiring. She's sold over 1 million copies of her record at 17. She's been nominated for no less than 9 Grammy Awards, and she's won 2 of them. And although she's best known, why not? That's great stuff. You'll probably best know her as a singer and songwriter, but according to Chet Atkins, one of the world's greatest guitarists, he says, quote, "You ought to listen to her play that guitar. She runs rings round me." Would you please welcome Janice Ian?
I got a call about a year ago from Woody Guthrie's daughter asking whether I would take an unfinished Woody Guthrie lyric and add a melody and finish off the lyric. And being no fool, I originally said absolutely not. I refused to go down in songwriting history as the idiot who destroyed a Woody Guthrie song. But the minute I saw the first line of this song, I fell in love. If I could only hear my mother sing again, if I could close my eyes and hear your voice as then, all the friends and family would sing along with me and set your spirit free. In my heart I hear you sing again. Every note as natural as then. And when I sing songs for family and friends, in my heart I hear your voice again. I know the troubled times that turned your hair to gray, and all the tears and sorrows follow to your grave. But deep within the heart of hunger, there are always melodies passed from you to me. Every note as natural as then. And when I sing those songs with family and friends, in my heart I hear your voice again. figured that would be good to start off with and not ruin my reputation for depression. Nashville, Tennessee, which, in addition to being the capital of country music in the world, is also the capital of Bible printing, specifically the New Testament, which sometimes makes it a little awkward being the only Jew there. And I have all these friends who keep saying, "Janice, y'all need to get baptized." And when I say why, they always say, "Just in case y'all get hit by a truck. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you so much up there in heaven." So I wrote this song. They said lay down in the water, even though you don't believe. All your sins will be forgiven, and your soul will be redeemed. So I walked into the water, and I fell down on my knees, and I took out some insurance. I bought a little piece, but when I laid down, I lied. When I laid down, I lied. He said, darling, do you love me? And I said, sure I do. And I led him to believe me, as I proved that it was true. Well, I let my body love him, and God knows I really tried. And the comfort of it touched him, and his heart was satisfied. But when I laid down, I lied. When I laid down, I lied to make them happy, and I lied 'cause they were there. I lied 'cause I some would leave me, and I lied so some would stay, and I lied until I lied my life away. I dreamed my life was over, and they laid me in my grave. I was frightened of forever and the price I'd have to pay. And I thought that God would hate me, 'cause I'd lived my life in sin. But I felt the truth embrace me, as heaven let me in. And when I lay I lay down and I cried.
To say that it's nice to be in Liverpool. It's, you know, to an American, it's cool because it's the Beatles, of course, but I am actually aware that there is something more to that than the old Cavern Club, and it is nice to be here. But then again, these days I'm finding it pretty nice to be pretty much anywhere. We've been on tour since February, and one of the things that keeps striking me is we go somewhere like Japan, which is just such a completely different culture, or Germany, even parts of the United States, is it's amazing how alike everyone is under the skin, and how every culture sings to its children, and every culture weeps when it's sad, and every culture laughs. And I always find it so heartening, because when I wrote this next song, I really believed that I was the only person in the world who had ever felt any of these things. Thank you.
beauty queens, with high school girls with clear skin smiles, and married young men retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one ball beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remain at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems at 17. Brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said pity please the ones who serve, 'cause they only get what they deserve. In the rich renationed hometown queen marries into what she needs, with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. So remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in debonairs of quality, and dubious integrity. Their small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise, when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sites for basketball, it was long ago and far away, and the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We are play the game, and when we dare, we cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown. The call and say, come on, dance with me, and murmur vague obscenities at ugly girls like me at 17.
Thank you.